Great. Welcome, everyone, and thank you for being available for today's meeting. I'm going to ask Michelle to take roll.
Thank you. Judge Kelly?
Here. Thanks.
Mr. Yamasaki?
Good afternoon. I'm here.
Hello. Judge Fannin?
Hi there. Here.
Thank you. Judge Ryan?
Hello. Present.
Judge Sachs. Ms. Bartleson.
Present.
Thank you. Ms. Fleming.
Good afternoon. I'm present.
Thank you. Mr. Laundry is out today. Mr. Taniguchi.
Here.
Thank you. And Mr. Taylor.
Here.
Good afternoon.
Great. Well, good afternoon to everyone. And just as a quick reminder, this meeting is open to the public and is being recorded. Please remember to unmute yourselves prior to speaking. And has everyone had an opportunity to review the minutes from the last meeting?
Yes, Bartleson moves for approval.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I would be happy to second them. Oh, sorry.
Okay, I think I saw Judge Fannin speaking first. Is that right? Yes? Okay, thank you, yes. David. We'll show Judge Fannin as the second. Is there anyone who has any opposition to the minutes passing? Hearing no opposition, I will deem the minutes approved from the prior meeting on April 14 of this year. And as for this meeting, public comments were not received for the meeting, so that would conclude then the public comment portion of the meeting. The one discussion item on our agenda for today is the employee assistance program for the trial court judges. This is something that does require action on our part. Ms. Shirley Mohammed will present on the item, and I'll turn it over to Shirley.
Thank you, Judge. Hello, everyone. My name is Shirley Mohammed. I am an analyst in budget services. Today's item is a recommendation to allocate State Trial Court Improvement and Modernization Fund, or IMF, funding for reinstatement of Employee Assistance Program services for funded trial court judgeships statewide effective December 1 of this year, 2022. The EAP provides active members with a set amount of services in areas such as short-term counseling, as well as referrals to community services. Trial court judges previously had access to these services. However, funding was eliminated in 2014 due to low utilization. To ensure that trial court judges have access to EAP services, it is recommended that the Revenue and Expenditure Subcommittee approve an allocation of $27,500 this fiscal year from the IMF for the Judicial Council Human Resources Office to administer the program. The HR office is currently conducting a request for proposal for a contracted EAP provider effective December 2022, and an estimated cost of $2 per judge per month is requested and outlined on page 6 of the materials. Attachment 1A on the next page 7 shows the current council approved IMF allocations for this fiscal year, along with the proposed addition for the EAP cost in column D, row 21. Next, attachment B reflects the most recent IMF fund condition statement that was presented to the council at its business meeting last month. In this, it shows an estimated $16.4 million fund balance is projected under column E, row 19. The recommendation for your consideration today is included at the bottom of page 6. HR is also in attendance today to assist with questions as needed. This concludes our presentation. Thank you.
Thank you, Shirley, and thank you for your work on that presentation. Does anybody have any questions or any comments on the issue? Neil, I see your hand up. Mr. Taniguchi?
Yeah, I guess maybe I'm a little naive, but why wouldn't EAP services be in the benefit package of trial court judges? And wouldn't is EAP offered to the appellate judges and the Supreme Court justices?
Sorry, Neil, I was trying to figure out how to unmute myself. I can say yes to the latter. They are provided to the appellate court justices. I'm looking to see if HR has made it on the meeting. Patrick.
This is Brian, and I was on the budget committee at the time when EAP got cut for trial court judges. So it used to be part of the it used to be a benefit offered by the Judicial Council for judges. And when we went through the budget crisis and things had to be cut, and we had to go through the IMF and cut some things, this happened to be a program that got cut, not because it wasn't a useful program, but when we compared it, especially the judges compared it to the other programs that had to have cuts from somewhere because we had to cut millions of dollars, this ended up being eliminated.
Thank you.
And I don't recall what year that was.
I'm just surprised that we, you know, it's not funded. It has to be funded through an allocation from the IMF as opposed to something that's basic as healthcare, dental, and retirement, and
That's a good question. As opposed to why isn't the state funding this like a benefit package? I don't know the answer, but historically it was funded out of the IMF.
I mean, all of our employees all have EAP, and as long with everything else, I can't understand why judges shouldn't have the same thing.
Well, if I could just jump in on that, you bring up a very good point, Neil. The reality is that from an employee standpoint, a lot of the benefits that are extended to the employees are provided locally. So there's a difference from court to court, county to county. And of course, where there's a distinction is that judges don't generally get benefits through the local county/court. So there's one definite distinction between what is given to the employees versus what is provided to the judges of the superior court. So that's one of the distinctions. The other thing is just one point of clarification is, although it's called the employee assistance program, it is definitely judges are not considered employees. So that's one of the things that I just wanted to make sure that we can clarify. In no way, shape or form is it to suggest that they are or you are, but rather it's just the name of the program. And so just to go back on something that Brian had mentioned, I recall the discussion that we had as well very distinctly, and the use was not extensive. And that's one of the reasons why the decision, although difficult, was made to unfund it as we started to look at many, many millions of dollars that had to be cut from the IMF to fund the different programs. And every one of those cuts happened to be very painful and meaningful. And as we were looking at usage, it wasn't extensive, but it certainly was not a suggestion that it was not important either. So anyway, I hear what you're saying, Neil, and I think maybe that's something that can be looked at down the road if there's a a desire to expand benefits to include something like this. The fact is it is not right now, and it is not something necessarily that all Superior Court judges can receive the benefit or the services from. the respective counties. So it's kind of one of those one-offs. And, you know, since we are in a little bit of a different situation today than we were back in, I think, 2014, I think the recommendation is something that we should take up and you know, very seriously consider perhaps restoring, much like we have done so many of the other things that have been reduced over the years.
Oh, I certainly agree.
Did that answer your question, Neil?
Yeah.
Okay. Does anybody else have any questions or comments on the subject? Judge Zahner?
Sorry, I was getting, took a moment to get to my unmute button. And I'm not a member of this subcommittee, although I'm a member of TICBAC. Just for background, I just wanted to make sure everyone's aware that this came from discussions at TCPJAC among the trial court presiding judges. And there was a sincere expression of interest and need, and the idea that their judges, particularly having gone through our pandemic era as we have, would like to have this benefit available, because the sense of the presiding judges was that this is not only helpful, but something that will be useful and will be used by the judges on their respective benches.
Thank you for that background. I appreciate it, Judge Zahner. Was there anybody else that had a comment or a question? So, Neil, I still see your hand up on the list, but is that just from before? Okay.
Sorry, I forgot to lower it.
That's okay. I just don't want to miss anybody, and I know I take a moment just to scan the participant list to see if anybody has their hand up. All right. I don't see anybody else. Would anybody contemplate making a motion on the recommendation?
Bartleson moves for approval as presented.
Thank you.
Yamasaki seconds.
Thank you. So we have a motion and a second on the recommendation, which is again on page 6 of the materials. Any further discussion on the motion? Hearing nothing, I'm going to borrow from Judge Conklin's manner of taking the vote. Is there anybody that opposes the motion? Is there anyone who is abstaining from the vote? Hearing nothing and seeing no hands, I'll deem the motion passed by the subcommittee for those members present. Thank you, and thank you to Shirley and her team for presenting in such a thorough manner. And so that is the one action item that we have for today on the agenda. And while we have the TCTF and the IMF allocations as standing recurring items for the subcommittee for every spring, there could be other items that occur that will require our attention throughout the year, as today's item did. We'll keep the members of the subcommittee apprised of any action items that arise in any meetings that need to be set. And unless there's any other comments for the good of the order, again, stealing from Judge Conklin very unabashedly, I will say thank you to those members of the subcommittee and adjourn the meeting. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you.